Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about why you need Marcia's expertise as a realtor.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Marcia, in the last show, we talked about my expertise, but now let's talk about your expertise as a real estate broker. What's your sweet spot?
Well, I love houses, simply put, but let's talk a little deeper than that. What I like to do is help people navigate long-term planning for their homes and their lives and their families. And if it's building a home, selling a home, buying a home, it's interesting and it's a dynamic right now where there's so many opportunities for sellers and not enough for buyers that people are turning to things like land development. If you have a house on an acre, a small, let's say, 1,200 square foot house on an acre, what do you have as a savings account in that land? Could it be developed? That's a conversation I enjoy having too.
Yeah, that is one of your strong suits that I have no knowledge. When somebody says, should I develop? Could I develop? I've got architects and different people that are industry related, but you really understand that chunk of land and how you can get your highest dollar out of it.
Yes, it is raw land and there's development costs that we need to understand. And then the developer sells it to a builder, and then a builder puts a home on it. So you've got to look at the end user, the buyer, what they're willing to pay and back into the raw land. And each person that has their hands on it and helps develop it is going to want a little profit. So there are some numbers to look at.
And are you seeing much development happening right now?
No, in fact, we're way behind last year for new residential permitting in the city of Eugene. It's fascinating, but at the same time, you think, well, the supply is so low, you've got to put more supply out there, builders. It's got to be irresistible. But the cost of materials right now and the scarcity of land available locally has really made builders really resist that.
And I haven't seen many people go for adding the ADU unit or the additional dwelling unit in their backyard, like the city thought that that would help add for the density. Have you seen that?
Well, we haven't seen in the city of Eugene because they haven't released the rules to the game. So by June 30th, they're going to have to say, these are the rules to the ADU on R1 zoning. ADU is auxiliary dwelling unit, put a separate unit on your single family residential, traditionally single family residential lot. It's a thing. We've got to make it available. There's a lot of opportunity for housing people, and that's the concern, in an affordable way with ADUs.
Wow. For those of you that don't know, Marcia grew up in a real estate family. Her father started Rams Real Estate, what, in 1976?
67.
Wow. So yeah. She's born and raised in it.
Thanks, Renee. I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.